Welcome to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, brought to you by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. This is show number 354, and I'm Barry Kantz. And Laureen Romero, our co-host, will be along with us here shortly, along with our guests for today's show. Now, the Home-Based Travel Agent Show is a show for the travel entrepreneur, the travel consultant, or anyone interested in learning more about the travel business. And we are a proud affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. And if you'd like to find our website, and you can listen to the show directly from the website, that's at www.hometravelagent.net. And you can also subscribe via iTunes and through other sources if you visit the website at hometravelagent.net. And you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. That's facebook.com/HBTAS. And Laureen and I publish the show monthly, and we'd love to have your feedback. And if you do have feedback, please email us at Barry, Barry, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen and I would like you to know that we take no compensation for having guests on our show or recommending their products. Our guests are invited to the show because Laureen and I believe they offer you something of value. Well, in today's show, we're going to take you 90 miles south of Key West, Florida. And I think many of you know what I'm talking about. And Gidget does too. So, in order to get along our way and talk more about our destination, I want to move right on into the interview portion of the show where we're going to talk about Cuba. Here we go. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the interview portion of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We're back once again for the month of April, and spring has sprung, I hope, here in the great north in Michigan. We were just talking with Laureen, and the weather seems to be pretty good in Windsor, California. Anyhow, we are going to have a topic today that I think it's going to be an up-and-coming topic, and travel agents should be interested in this and learning a little bit more about what's going on here. And with that, we have Laureen with us, as well as two guests to help us with this topic, and I'm going to turn it over to Laureen to get in a little bit more detail with this.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Barry. It's always it's great to be back on the podcast. And we have two wonderful people on the show this week. And I have to laugh because what Barry's also not mentioning is how many connections we have going here in our ultimate of trying to get the technology to be in our favor. We have me in Windsor, California. We have Barry, who is in Wisconsin.
Michigan.
We also have someone, Michigan. Yeah. I'll give you a new state. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I didn't move yet.
One of those cold states.
I'd move south, my gosh.
We have somebody in Toronto. And also we have somebody in Petaluma, California. So actually one of our guests and I are somewhere between like 20, 25 minutes apart, which is quite an accomplishment because it always seems like our guests are all over the country. So it's very enduring to have somebody in my own time zone. Yay! Yay! And this month our topic is going to be on Cuba. And both of our guests are from Intrepid Group, which is a new supplier in my life. The person that I was introduced for them is somebody who's been in my life, industry life, for a couple of years. His name is Ron Feska, and he has recently gone over to Intrepid Group, and he totally came back out to me and said, I have a new job. We have a new focus. I'm so excited. Oh, I don't know. I think it took him like 2 days to be on the new job before he reached out to me. They are NACTA suppliers, which is awesome. And I'm very excited to hear about their new product that they're doing, which is Cuba, because I'm totally fascinated with it. And so Ron couldn't be here today because he is being the road warrior that he is. So he is going from convention to convention. So he handed the gauntlet over to Caitlin Dugan, as well as Mandy. So I'm going to hand it over to the two of you so that you could tell us about your company and also what this new awesome track is.
Great. Caitlin, do you want to do a little Intrepid background and then I'll do the Cuba part?
I sure can. So as you guys were mentioning, that is the Intrepid Group. We now have three different companies. They're sister companies of ours. So we have Geckos, Intrepid, and Peregrine. We have something a little bit for everyone. It's all adventure travel, but I like to use the word authentic travel a bit more. It's really about getting under the skin of a destination. So there is really something for everyone in all age ranges. You go from a Geckos trip, which is, you know, 18 to 39s, and then you go on a Peregrine trip, which average age is around 51, 52. But the core, the DNA of our group is real travel. So we really want to give you that real experience. And something that we're noticing is that, you know, the adventure travel segment, people wanting that real travel is really growing. And now with Cuba being open to Americans, it's just the perfect opportunity for us to be able to, you know, open that door, get that real experience. People can really learn about the country. There's a lot about the educational aspect of it. But just to give you a little bit of background about one of the main suppliers, which is Intrepid, which is where the Cuba trip does run through. We've been around for 25 years now. We even have an older brand, Peregrine, which has been around for 36 years. But Intrepid, it really started with two guys who were traveling across Africa on a big truck. And when they came home, they just loved the way that they traveled. And they were like, hey, why doesn't everybody else do this? So they went back to Australia, that's where they're from, and just started a company. I always say it sounds so easy, and that's just exactly what they did. I was talking to Jeff Manchester, one of our co-founders, not too long ago, and he told us how they went into a new destination is they would literally put an ad in the newspaper and say, hey, we're going to Vietnam. We've never been there before, but do you want to come with us? And they actually sold out tours that way. It's just so cool to think, you know, 25 years ago, that's how the company started. And the companies, they really are about real experiences by real travelers. So we all travel, you know, me, Mandy, everybody in the company, that is really what we do. I just got back from Costa Rica. Mandy's in Cuba. Mandy's in so many trips. But it really is the core of our brand. It's just real life experiences. So it is great that we can now offer such a cool experience these agents and to their passengers, just because it is something that really isn't out there. But if you want a real life experiences, Intrepid Group is a great brand of companies to be able to go to. So, man, if you want to start chatting a bit about Cuba, and then we can talk a bit later about travel agents.
Yeah, we are thrilled to have a Cuba product in our portfolio. Intrepid has Cuba trips and has been running Cuba trips for quite a long time, but American citizens haven't been allowed to go on them. So for us to have a product that fits within our ethos that also meets the licensure requirements of DFAT is wonderful. So just to give a little bit of background, I'm sure you all know, but there has been this embargo in place since 1961, and part of their prohibitions involved in this was tourism. So while general tourism is still prohibited for Americans, there are 12 different categories under which an American could go to Cuba. So some of those categories include family visits, educational visits, sporting visits, things like that. So what we have developed is a program that meets what's called the people-to-people requirements. So that requires that we provide a full-time schedule of cultural and educational activities, which is perfect and fits in line with what we normally do anyway. It's just you get more of it. So on our Cuba trip, you'll be doing things like meeting with directors and teachers and students at an art institute. We'll do a cooking class and a shopping visit with a local chef. We go to a place that has a UNESCO biosphere listing and visit with a local community leader. We try to just experience all the people of Cuba, everything from farmers to chefs to teachers and students and dancers and everything. And it's a great opportunity to meet local Cubans and learn about their way of life and really promote that cross-cultural exchange. And it's an awesome itinerary. So we're really excited.
Yeah, it's something I was just in Miami and I was so excited to see in the Miami airport, in the getting all the bags. There was 6 flights that had just flown in from Havana. So I was with my boyfriend and I got so excited and he's like, "What's the big deal?" I'm like, "This is so cool. This is so awesome that people like Americans can now travel to Cuba," and they're all so excited about it.
Yeah. We've only had the trip on sale for about 2 weeks now and we've already got 26 passengers booked. So it's definitely something that's really exciting to people because they've called us previously with interest in Cuba, but just, you know, couldn't do it legally. So now that it's legal, people are just jumping on board and it's really exciting. We have a feeling down the road, things will change. It will become more commercial. So now is the perfect time to go because it still has its uniqueness. It's still a little bit untouched. It's got that all the old cars and it's still kind of behind the times a little bit. So it's a really interesting, unique perspective. It's also really interesting for Americans that, you know, grew up in the 60s and, you know, were aware of all of the different things politically that were going on at the time. So it's interesting to kind of have that wall taken down a little bit so that we can, you know, dive into the culture and see what it's like there.
Now, what kind of accommodations
really
do they
cool.
What kind of accommodations do they have there? You know, you say it's a little bit behind the times, so I wouldn't want to give anybody the impression that you're going to be staying in a below average or low cost motel or something.
That's a great question. And in fact, what we do on these trips is we stay in guest houses. So the regular government-run hotels are fine, but what we've done is we have put people into guest houses, which is basically kind of like a homestay, but not really. Basically, people have turned their residences into guest houses, so they'll have the normal amenities of a hotel. It's just owned by locals, excuse me. So that's also really good because you can interact with the locals while you're staying in the guest houses. And that's what we do on our trips.
Now the guest houses, are you the only occupants? If my wife and I went to Cuba on one of these trips, how many people would be in the guest house with us?
Great question. So the trips that we have a maximum of 16 people. And depending on the place that we stay, one city, we might be able to fit all 16 into one of the guest houses. And in another place, we might spread them out amongst 3 or 4. So each room will still have, you know, its own ensuite and its own bedroom. But it's kind of like a B&B, you know, where you go and it has that more family feel, a little bit more of an informal feel. You might sometimes eat with the family, but not always. But yeah, we may split them up amongst a few different guest houses. This okay. is the way we run our other Cuba trips as well, and we've gotten fantastic feedback on the accommodations and being able to interact with people.
Yeah, I can personally say, being a Canadian, I have been to Cuba before. But me and Mandy were going over the trip. She was telling us all about her trip. And I always tell people that I can't say I've been to Cuba because I really just sat on a beach. It could have been anywhere in the world. Whereas on one of these trips, you really get under the skin of a destination. You know, you learn about salsa dancing and you learn about local artists and the chefs. A lot of people say that Cuban food is not good, so don't expect good food when you go. But real Cuban food is really good. It's when you go to all-inclusives and those, you don't get great food. But actual Cuban food is very good. So these type of trips, you know, you have locals, you're talking to locals, so you really get the experience. And having a small group is really key, kind of at the core of our business as well. A lot of our groups, you're going to have max group size 16, averaging, I'd say, around 10. And, you know, you just get to go into some really cool places. You get to do the guest houses where I would say 99% of the time, the guest houses are people's favorite part. It's just because it's something different. It's everyone wants to do something different. Everyone wants to try something a bit different than, you know, their neighbor down the road. So this is really the best way to go out and just kind of really get a feel for the country. And you come back and you feel like you've learned something about the country. So it is an awesome, real experience.
Are there a variety of lengths of stay on your trips?
We have just one legal Cuba trip, so that's a 9-day trip. It starts on a Saturday and finishes on a Sunday. But going outside of the Cuba trips, if we're just talking about general Intrepid, we have trips ranging from 3 days to 90-plus days, so a huge variety in our arsenal.
Yes, a 90-day trip.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not for the faint of heart.
That's not even our longest one. Our longest one, I believe, is like 209 days.
And yeah, what was the itinerary? What? Is that a world trip?
We have one that it starts in Anchorage up in Alaska. It goes all the way down the coast of the Americas down into Ushuaia. So you go right from coast, like from the top of the North America down to the bottom of South America. So it's, I believe it's 209 days, I think it was, yeah.
I'd like to sell that.
You name it. Like, we have trips that can be a couple hours from Urban Adventures to our day city tours, and then we have the 209-day trip. So, in general, Intrepid has a little bit of everything for anyone. And as Mandy said, in the future, we can see even, you know, more of the restrictions being lifted and more Americans being able to go on maybe even just different trips. So it'll be open to a little bit of everything. But right now, yeah, the Cuba trip for our American citizens is 9 days, and it's an awesome way to experience Cuba.
Now, you also do private groups. Is that a private group available for the Cuba trip as well? So if I'm a travel agent, I want to arrange a private group. Can I do that?
You can. Because it has to meet the licensure requirements, basically we would be able to do a private departure of the existing trip, or we could shorten it if need be, but we wouldn't be able to go much beyond the scope of what's already in the itinerary because it guarantees that it meets all of those legal requirements. But if you have a private group, preferably of 8 passengers or more, we have a private group team that can help agents arrange those for their clients.
And what time of year are have these started? You said you have 26 people who have already signed up.
Yep. So we have departures roughly once a month, and so far the departures that are the most popular are the ones right around Christmas time. So we've already sold out our post-Christmas departure, and we've just put on one that finishes right around Christmas. So I'm anticipating that those December and November departures will be the most popular because that's when the weather starts to go bad up north. And it's also a great excuse to go somewhere interesting for Christmas. So yeah, we're finding that, while it's turning into spring and summer, people are not so much thinking about going to an island just now, but more those late fall, early winter departures are getting popular. And then we'll shortly be adding on the January, February, March departures for next year also.
Yeah, I can say, speaking with our BDM team, talking with all the agents across the states, that it is such an exciting opportunity, and agents are getting really excited to be able to offer this to their clients because it is, again, something that they haven't been able to. So now that it's available to agents, I know it's definitely been a hot topic across all of our BDMs and the talking points to their agents.
Yeah, for sure. It's also interesting, too, one of the biggest roadblocks that people have faced in these trips becoming more legal are still flights. There's still limited flight availability to Cuba. There are charter flights that go out of Miami and a few other cities soon. And then the other way to get there is through a third country, such as Panama. Copa offers straight-through tickets via Panama City, and we're expecting more airlines to do the same. And then the third option is, of course, to go through a third country, such as Mexico or Bahamas or Canada, depending on where you live. So the flight options are opening up. There is even one of the online OTAs is selling the charter flights. So we're finding each week there's new news making it more easy, more accessible to travelers. So that's one thing to watch this space as the flights start to open up. The other thing to consider is travel insurance. All of our trips do require travel insurance, and you know, you want to have travel insurance whenever you're going overseas anyway. It's just smart to have. So with Cuba, you have to actually fill out a paper application with our partner, which is TravelGuard. And if you don't use TravelGuard, you have to make sure that whatever insurance you're using is valid in Cuba. That's a very, very important point. And then the third thing that people ask questions about a lot are visas. And people are it's possible to get the tourist card for Cuba either online in advance or through the airline that you're flying to Cuba.
Now, do you arrange the airfare or the airline, or is that something up to the individual?
That would be up to the individual, but it is definitely getting easier. So we can certainly, our agent team can certainly answer any questions that the agents might have about flights. At the moment, like I said, Copa, sorry, sells the straight through flights and also Cheap Air, which is one of the OTAs. They've got the charter flights. And the agents can also go directly to the charter companies to organize the airfare if they wanted to.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with Mandy was just there, and I remember some of the things that she did mention to us. With if any of the agents do have passengers going, Mandy, I believe you said to bring cash. There's limited facilities for U.S. credit cards, and they don't take traveler checks. Is that right, Mandy?
That's true. When I went previously, there were no facilities whatsoever for credit cards or ATMs or traveler's checks whatsoever. So you do want to make sure that the clients do bring cash. The good thing about the trip that we offer is that most things are included. The only thing that's not included is one dinner, tips for your leader, souvenirs, and drinks. So you won't be reaching into your pocket too much, but you can. The best thing to do would be to bring some cash, and then the tour leader can bring you to money exchange facilities. So that's very easy.
Yeah, and it's not really a place also that you're going to be on Wi-Fi all the time, Mandy, but remember you saying that it was pretty slow and pretty expensive to get hooked up to internet?
Yes, that is true. So you definitely want to let your clients expect to be out of touch for the week. Wi-Fi is few and far between, and it's quite expensive to use hotel phones to call back home. It's unlikely that American cell phones will work in Cuba. When I went, they didn't, and I seem to remember the internet was very expensive. I didn't even bother. And just to make a call home was about $3 a minute. So just expect to be out of touch for a week, but that's fine because the itinerary is busy, chock-a-block full of exciting activities. So you won't really have downtime to play on Wi-Fi anyway. So that's good.
And something that has changed in the past is before, if you were to go down there, the Cuban government wouldn't stamp any passports, but it is important to note that they are now stamping passports. So this is really one of the only legal ways to do it. I know some people still say they aren't, may not be stamping passports, but Mandy was down there and they were stamping passports. So it's very important when Americans are going to make sure they're doing a trip like this to be able to do it the legal way.
Yep. And the other, aside from the whole breaking the law thing, the other reason it's important to do this the legal way is because travelers that go the illegal way are liable for fines. And, you know, you might not get caught when you come back in. You might get caught two or three trips back into the U.S. when they see your stamp, or you might get caught when you turn in your passport for a renewal. So, you know, aside from it being illegal, there's a possibility of huge fines if you go the illegal way, and those fines can catch you years and years down the road. So the best way to do it is just be above board, do it the legal way, and you're going to have a much better, safer, more, you know, reasonable time than trying to be sneaky.
Now, in the past, there had been some restrictions about bringing memorabilia back. One of the things that I had heard in the past was you bring memories home. Has that situation changed?
You know, it's actually pretty relaxed what you can bring back. Previously, tobacco and alcohol were huge no-nos. Now you have roughly a $400 limit of things that you can bring back from Cuba, and 100 of that is limited to alcohol and tobacco. But all sorts of other stuff, art, books, music, CDs, any of that stuff is free game. And definitely when it comes to all of the educational things, such as arts and books, etc., you can bring as much as you like.
So nice that they're relaxing, because this is definitely an area that people are interested in. There are neighbors. It's like Canadians.
Yeah.
There are neighbors. They're right over there.
It's only 90 miles from Florida, but so far away.
What would you say would be, in your experience, the highlight of the trip?
My favorite thing on the trip was a visit to a place called Cora Macau. That's a cultural project which aims to bring Cubans from all over Cuba, including rural Cuba, into this place. And it's an art school. So they have artists, dancers, musicians, set designers, actors, everything. It's a very wonderful place where very talented youth from about the ages of, you know, 15 to 25 have the opportunity to come and hone their craft, hone their trade, which they wouldn't normally get the opportunities in the rural parts of the country. So they come to this place, they live there, they study, they work, they practice, and they're so talented. And when I went there, we got a chance to sit in on a dance practice. You know, they weren't performing for us, they were just practicing, but it was, you know, beautiful, magical. You can see the excitement in their eyes. And we also got to go into their music studio, and they put on a sort of impromptu salsa show where there is a man absolutely wailing on the keyboard. He was amazing. There were also, you know, saxophonists, dancers, singers. They're so talented. So we got a chance to spend some time, probably a good couple of hours there. We spoke to a lot of the different students, spoke to some of the directors, and just kind of learned about their project. And in fact, they have applied to be recipients of the Intrepid Foundation. So what that is, that's our charity arm of Intrepid Travel, where we match travelers' donations to projects all around the world. So Core Macau is going to become part of the Intrepid Foundation, which is really exciting. It means that if travelers, you know, like it and they want to make a donation so that the organization can be prosperous, they can do that. And then Intrepid will match their donation. So that's amazing. We're really excited that we're able to bring that to them.
Yeah, just to kind of a little bit on the Intrepid Foundation, it is an amazing aspect of our business, and it would be great if they did become a part of it. It's always a highlight of any of my Intrepid trips I've ever done. I was in Thailand, and most people, when they're in Thailand, you're thinking of, you know, just going to the beach, hanging out. Some people think about elephant riding. We no longer do any elephant riding on any of our trips, and I was so happy to see this, because when I was in Thailand, I went to a place called Friends of Asian Elephants, and it's an Intrepid Foundation project, and it's actually where the first elephant in the world who had the prosthetic leg. So her leg was actually blown off by an unexploded landmine, and they saved her, and she has a prosthetic leg, so it's this giant animal, and she has three legs and can wear this prosthetic, and there was also another baby there. So the Intrepid Foundation projects, do they just really open up your eyes to kind of, you know, some of the hardships that the country has, but then also how they're overcoming it, and, you know, how they're just living their life and celebrating different things. It is usually the everyone's highlight of the trips, and something very different that we get to offer to our passengers.
Yeah, I noticed that's one of your specialties is connecting with the local culture, and I like that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've been to Thailand, and that was one of the highlights of going there, was connecting with the local people.
Yeah, that's definitely something that Intrepid prides ourselves on, and I think it kind of sets us apart from some of the other tour operators. You know, it might be easy to go on a big bus and stay in chain hotels, but you don't get that local experience. But, you know, on our trips, we really try to get you involved with the locals. When I was in Russia, we did two really unique activities. One of them was a pancake party inside of someone's house inside St. Petersburg. You know, you see all these beautiful buildings on the outside, and then on the inside, you don't realize that the beautiful buildings are housing, you know, just hundreds and hundreds of people all smushed in together. But we got to spend some time with a lady who was learning English, and we had a little pancake party and asked her lots of questions. And then another one, we went to a lady named Helen's house, and she cooked all the traditional foods for us, and we had a great opportunity to ask her questions about what was it like, you know, then, what's it like now, what's better. And Intrepid just finds these amazing, wonderful characters that we can really get to know and get to learn about the culture, which you probably wouldn't get to find if you were on one of those big bus tours. So that's one thing that really sets us apart and is definitely a highlight for people when they return.
Yeah, and another thing that we are actually 100% carbon neutral. So as a company, everything we do is carbon offset. To, you know, if I'm driving the Intrepid car or I'm flying anywhere, to all of our trips, we're carbon offset. So this Cuba trip in particular, it is carbon offset. It's already included in the cost of the trip. So your the agent's passengers don't have to worry about, you know, paying an additional amount to carbon offset their tour. It is one of the biggest parts of our business. So it is really cool. It's already included in the cost of the trip. So the agents and the passengers can feel a little bit better about knowing that their trip is carbon offset.
And how do you work with the travel agents? How do travel agents interface with you? What kind of material do you provide? It's, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, so we have three BDMs that work across North America. They're amazing guys. They're my team, so hopefully I train them all well. But you can book online. You can book through the website or by calling into the Res team, who are amazing, and they're really helpful. So either way, you can do that. We run agent incentives all the time, so they're different ones. A lot of the time, they can go up. We put them up on the NACTA site as well. But we're really engaged with our agents. We absolutely love our agents, and we know that they're the best way for us to get our word out there. And, we like running fam trips, all that kind of stuff. So it's our BDMs are getting out there throughout the state, kind of spreading the good word, as I always say, and letting them know about our Cuba trips, but also just letting them know about Intrepid Group in general, just because there is something for everyone. And it is really easy to book us through the website or just giving us a call as well.
As we're wrapping this up, because I can't believe how quickly time's gone by, this is absolutely amazing, and we want to make sure that people know how to get in touch with you. Can you provide us a good contact number? What email address? Do you guys have a Facebook page? How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so you can look at the website for the trip itself. So it's www.intrepidtravel.com. And then always speak to our Res team. The phone number is 1-866-915-1511. And they're the best. You can always, the agents can reach out to them to get their BDM contact information. It's probably the easiest way in case they don't know their BDM right now. But super easy. Check out on the website. On the website as well, there's the agent login. If you're not registered, you can register right then and there and get an agent login. But definitely giving them a call. So 1-866-915-1511 is our reservations number, and definitely the easiest way to get in contact.
And if anybody wanted to look up the Cuba trip that we've been talking about, it's called Hola Cuba, and its trip code is QUKP. So that's Queen Uniform Kilo Papa. And it's called Hola Cuba, and that's the best way to check everything out.
You're so much better at phonetic alphabet than I am.
And Mary, do you have any more questions? Because I know, like, you were like all excited when I said, "Hey, they're going to be, you know, we have a supplier that's talking about Cuba." He was like, "I'm on it."
No, I think what excited me was just an opportunity to kind of time travel back to the 50s almost.
Yeah, one of the things that's so great is you do really feel like you're stuck in time. You know, you see all those cars from the 50s. They're all in great condition, and they're very authentic. And you see, you know, sometimes people having wedding ceremonies, and some of the cars are used as taxis, so you might even get a chance to ride in one. But it definitely feels like time has stopped there for about 40 years, so it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the cars are usually people's drawing points into Havana, for sure.
Yeah.
But this trip's pretty cool just because it has a mix of everything. So you can go from, like, learning about tobacco, learning, you know, food, cooking classes, music. There's absolutely everything to, like, beautiful waterfalls, you name it. Cuba is a beautiful country.
How about Cuban coffee? I like that.
That's delicious.
Yeah, I know.
Lorraine, have you had Cuban coffee?
I have only had Cuban coffee in Miami, and oh man, yes.
yeah, that's where I had it down there in Little Havana, and it was great.
As Mary knows, we both joke a lot about coffee because we love coffee.
Yeah, the coffee is definitely delicious in Cuba. You'll get to try all the unique specialties as well. Before I went, I was told that the food wouldn't be very good, but I found that the food was actually quite plentiful. We went to an organic farm and got food made for us by the people that work on the farm, and they cook this huge, beautiful, delicious spread of really delicious, fresh, organic foods. And then, of course, you have all your typical Cuban dishes, so it's a really great experience. You won't go hungry.
Well, that's one of the main reasons to travel is because of food and coffee.
Definitely. Yep.
Yeah.
And their rum is really good. You can't forget the rum. It's really good.
Well, I think I'd just stick with the coffee.
Well, thank you both, both for being on our podcast today. This is great. It's very refreshing to have such a great connection with a new supplier. I really wish you the best of luck. In fact, I don't know if Ron mentioned, but NACTA's national convention this year is November 8th to 12th, and it's going to be on the Kona side of the Big Island. Now, I don't know if he's kept that little secret to himself because he's going to go over there and...
You might have to talk to him about that.
Exactly.
He likes to keep those.
Oh, nope. Sorry, ladies. Toronto and Petaluma, they're way too far to send you guys out there.
Yeah.
Thank you again. Barry, if our listeners would like to reach out to you, what's the best way to contact you?
Oh, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, how do they get a hold of you?
I am always reachable via email, and it's sharptongued@mac.com. That's sharptongued@mac.com. You can always check out my new website. I just had it updated. It's sharptongueconsulting.com via my business name, Sharp Tongue Consulting. And you can always reach me on Facebook as Laureen R. That's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And thank you both, Mandy and Kaylin, so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it. We'll make sure to let Ron know you guys did proud. His loss, your gain.
Yeah. Thanks. It was a pleasure. Right. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was great. You. I would like to mention quickly that if any of the agents do want to set up trainings, anything like that, they can always call that reservations number as well, and the BDMs are more than happy to do more further training with them.
Which may, you know, I may take you up on that offer because NACTA now has 50 chapters. And we have various chapter meetings. For example, Mandy, mine's usually in San Francisco. I bet.
Yay.
I know who Ronald signed that one to.
That's great. Happy to do it.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, and thank you, listeners, for being here, and we will see you again next time.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Caitlin and Mandy, for contributing to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and I want to thank you, our listeners, for taking the time to give us a listen. And we value your input, so let us know what you think about the show, or if you have a comment, please email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. In addition, if you have an idea for the show or a show topic, please let us know at the same email address, and we'll be happy to try to best accommodate your request. Well, that's it for April. We're going to be here again next month. And next month, we'll bring you another topic, hopefully of a lot of value for you. But in the meantime, travel safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you again in May. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.